But what's the driving impetus for the book is these very successful, hugely dynamic business leaders and who are succeeding in Africa, and what their insights are on what creates success there. Aside from the data, you get a feel for it, right? You get a feel for what the pulse of a fast growth market looks like, or it feels like, and even sounds like. The notion that you're going to wait for the certain outcome to invest in the States or in Europe is one that might have worked before, but uncertainty is the norm now. You know, we talk about the new norm in Western markets. Part of it is uncertainty. And there are very few sectors or leaders in the West who understand that as well as the leaders in Africa. The Chinese succeed in Africa because they've taken that journey in their lifetimes. The guys he's dealing with, the bankers he's dealing with, have lived through that kind of growth trajectory and believe, you know, so it's easier for them to believe in that level of transformation. That's a journey for a Western CEO to take. I think Africa can be understood in a whole and needs to be understood in a whole, both for Africa's sake and for investors and corporate sake. From the African perspective, if Africa were spoken of only as 54 or 55 distinct markets, and I say that depending on who's counting countries in Africa, you would very quickly limit almost all the global corporate investment interest to a few large markets: Nigeria, South Africa, Egypt, maybe Ethiopia. The companies that I find in Africa that are most compelling are ones that are reaching beyond national borders and thinking regionally. Companies like Bidco in Kenya, that though it's a Kenyan company, never thinks of its market as the 40 million people in Kenya. It thinks of it as the 180 million people in the East African community. That's compelling to international investors. I had this phenomenon of getting on a plane from Accra or Lagos back to the U.S. And it's a two-stage process. You stop here in Europe, right? So on the first leg of that flight from let's say Lagos to London, everybody I knew was living the story that I was living, right? So for the last 10 years, because Africa's growth story is not actually new; it's just newly known to some, and so everyone would know that story, and you know, we sort of be living that story in the plane. Then you'd get on the flight from Lagos from London to the U.S. and no one would know that story. It was remarkable, and this sort of asymmetry of information I've learned over a year over the years of business training to know the asymmetry of information is an opportunity. One of the lessons of doing work in Africa is that the leadership is involved in operations very deeply, much more deeply. So to take two examples, Jeff Immelt of GE is operating at a very strategic level. And when you sit with Jeff, that's what he's really providing you, is this broad strategic vision of building the world's infrastructure, right? That's what Jeff's about. When you talk to Tony Elumelu of Ayers Holding in Nigeria, he will literally be about fixing the tie of the assistant who comes in to serve us tea. He will be about very, very detailed matters. And that's a sort of a trivial reflection of what's happening in his business. That's actually not uncommon across African CEOs. But at the same time, they're operating on a landscape that in some ways is bigger than Jeff Immelt at GE. What are they operating, the landscape they're operating on, because it's so open. African growth is under some attack lately for being insufficiently diffuse, it's not raising the masses out of poverty. And the data does indicate that. But the data actually indicates that worldwide. That's not Africa's problem alone. You know, in my own country, where that is the principal political discussion going into an election year is inequality. There's the opportunity to address that problem and develop a form of capitalism that meets those needs, develops social wealth and economic and shareholder wealth in a way that you don't find anywhere else. You know, the whole world is looking for the solutions like that. I suspect that Africa is the place where we're going to find it.